This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Things were fairly slow in the world of corporate deal-making last year. Globally, the total value of mergers and acquisitions was the lowest since 2013, according to Dealogic. But this week, Goldman Sachs, a bank that does a lot of corporate deal-making, said it expects the deal-making environment to pick up this year. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
Even though there haven't been that many actual deals recently,
the conversations are taking place.
Stephen Bigger with Argus Research says those conversations have been focusing on the healthcare industry, tech, and clean energy, for instance.
A smaller biotech firm may have made some unique discovery, and that makes them a compelling acquisition target.
A big reason those deals haven't been happening is that rising interest rates have made it costlier to buy a company. Emily Feldman, a professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School, says if interest rates tick down,
many of the deals that might be sort of being thought about or considered right now might start to come more to fruition.
But Feldman says volatile equity markets are still making it harder for companies to use their own stock for acquisitions. Plus, regulatory scrutiny of corporate deals has been ratcheting up.
Do companies even consider certain transactions, kind of knowing that the environment is going to be more difficult from the perspective of getting those deals through?
Feldman says if we do see a pickup in activity, it'll probably come in the second half of this year. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.